KDNK reporter Raleigh Burley, welcome to the News Brief.
Why, hello, Amy Haddon Marsh.
You recently went on an adventure with EcoFlight. Tell us about it.
That's right. I got the honor of going up with Bruce Gordon on Wednesday, August 26th, along with a Getty Images photographer named Alex Edelman. And we flew first to the Grizzly Creek fire to check that out. And then we headed towards the Pine Gulch fire. And interestingly, on our way to the Grizzly Creek, we went over the Lake Christine burn scar. So it was interesting to see, you know, the stages.
You looked at the Lake Christine burn scar and the Glenwood Canyon. Did you guys fly from west to east above the entire canyon?
Yeah, it's interesting once you get in the air, and all these towns are much closer than you realize. So we left the Aspen Airport, headed over the mountains towards Basalt Mountain, and went over those mountains and were in Gypsum. And then that's where we hooked around and did a couple of circles to get the different angles of the smoke and the light, looking around for active flames, of which there were very few. And we also saw some of the orange slurry, the fire retardant, high up on top of the mesa.
What was your impression of the Grizzly Creek fire? I mean, when Kathleen Shannon and I went into the west end of the canyon last week, I was expecting gloom and doom, and that's not what I saw. What were your impressions?
Well, the smoke was certainly heavy once we got into that I-70 corridor. It was hard to see the highway at times. But overall, it was evident that the fire wasn't just one consistent burning through everything. As mentioned in your report with Kathleen, it was more of a mosaic or a patchwork of burnt trees here, less burnt there. Although we didn't see it from the air during this flight, I later found a video of Hanging Lake filmed from above by the fire teams with a drone. And it was very evident in that footage as well. You'd see just a couple charred trees surrounded by still green.
What emotions came up for you when you were looking at this fire?
You know, it was interesting to see the perspective of the Lake Christine burn scar prior to flying over I-70. But, you know, seeing more and more of this area get charred up, it does sort of drive it home that this is something that we'll be facing going into the future. It was extremely dry, as everybody is aware, but from the air, you could really see the desertification.
Really?
Well, especially as we flew towards the Pine Gulch fire, and then you start to look around the Rhone Plateau and parachute area and just how dry and deserty sections of it look.
What surprised you the most on this flight?
I think that I'm always surprised by how short the distances are between places, how close we are, our municipalities, to one another, despite how far they feel from the roads and the valleyways. I guess it was surprising. The damage wasn't quite as bad as I was expecting, perhaps because of hearing your report with Kathleen, that tempered my expectations. But early on when this broke out, it was, in my mind, you know, the whole canyon getting torched.
Right, going up in flames, sure. Anything else you want listeners to take away from your flight over the Glenwood Canyon?
Immense gratitude to the firefighters and all of the work that they've been doing. It's obviously a very technical area, and so impressive to see up towards Lookout Mountain some of those lines contained, thinking about where there was that lightning strike fire and how quickly they were able to respond to it and how effectively they were able to respond.
Well, Raleigh Burley, thanks very much for going on the flight with Bruce Gordon and EcoFlight and bringing back a report and photos.
Thank you, Amy Haddon Marsh, and thank you to Bruce Gordon and EcoFlight for always kindly allowing Katie and Kay along on these fun adventures.
Because I think that's obviously a really good picture. But look, like I said, it's like fishing. You know, you get what you get.
That does it for the news brief.
I'm Amy Haddon Marsh with Raleigh Burley.